Afraid of the Dark by Paul Clark. Contact information: paul.clark.scripts@gmail.com. Wires from the bulb don't run to an electrical socket. Instead, they are connected to a small cage. Inside, an impossibly black blob. It pulsates and grits about as if alive. Sparks of blue electricity fizzle across its surface, timed with the pulsating of the bulb. As it fizzles, it grows smaller. The light from the bulb fainter. They huddle closer. It nears complete extinction. The boy looks terrified. He looks at the woman. "I'm afraid of the dark," he says. The woman places a reassuring hand on his. The light fizzles out completely. From the darkness, a glowing light. The woman has a battered, old toy glut worm. She hands it to the boy. "Until I get back," she says. Outside, large warehouses in post-apocalyptic ruin. Rusty walls, weeds grow freely. No electrical lighting of any kind. Instead, barrels of burning waste cast orange light across the wasteland. Burned out cars litter the road. No sign of life. As she exits the building, the boy tries to follow suit. Then, she stops him. "Not tonight. There's monsters out there," she says. He returns inside, still grasping the glow worm in his hand. She closes the door, locks it with a large padlock, pulls her thick coat round her neck for warmth, and embarks on her journey. No one knows where they came from. Some say a meteorite, some say from deep under the earth. Others even believe there's something we cooked up in a lab. All we know for sure is they love electricity. Her legs stride along, clad in black stockings and rug boots. A noise. She freezes, scans the darkness. Satisfied there's nothing, there she continues. "At first, we thought they were going to attack us. Appearing at major cities, wreaking havoc and chaos as they went. This time she takes cover behind a red car. Those precious kilowatts feed their hunger. They had no interest in harming us. We could have merely stepped aside." She peers into the darkness. "But no, we couldn't live without our beloved juice and all those wonderful gadgets it powered. And so, the war began."